consistent conservatism. Let us think. Hey, you don't have to think too hard. Let me just break it to you here, okay? All right. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Yeah, you're right. I need to clarify. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Regular Joe, Joe Giganti, here with you, 9:55 on this Tuesday morning. So I had a text message. They said I referred to him as Robin effing Voss. And they wanted to, I thought it was pretty straightforward. It's Robin effeminate Voss. You know, EFF, Robin effing Voss. Well, I mean, I don't know what. Come on now. Would I say something like that? 888-455-1360. The question of the day. Do you believe, and let's be clear, the puppeteer here is Robin Voss. That's why I'm talking about him. This whole machination that's been created around Justice Gableman is his way of siloing Janelle Branchon, and not just Janelle, but Tussler and Dave Murphy, all the people on this committee that have been doing this work, they've been trying to get to the bottom of it. They were the golden kids up into the fact that he realized he couldn't control them, that they were actually serious about getting to the bottom of things, and they weren't just going to play one of his political games. And then all of a sudden, we need to hire somebody to lead the investigators. Because, look, talk about backing into something. So the committee, and this is historic. This is why, so when you talk to his aides, when you call his office, and please call his office, and they try to BS their way out of it, Janelle Branchon and the Campaign and Elections Committee was doing their job. And they were bringing things to the fore that we needed to know about, and they did that very well. Then it was clear they needed more help to get there. They're not professional investigators. So the question came about needing resources, and oh, yes, we're going to hire investigators. Every time Robin is in the hot seat and he's worried, a la his little deal with President Trump a few weeks ago, he comes, we'll get investigators. So he did. Except for he didn't really get them. He hired, at one point, there may have been three. I'm not even clear. I don't think they actually had all three hired at any one time. All three of them have quit, including the polygraph tech, which is not an investigator. But again, in the make-believe world of Robin Voss, that was one of the investigators. So it became clear that that was a defecation show. That's the only way you can say that on radio. It's exactly what it was. So then he's like, I'm going to announce the... And then remember President Trump tweeted saying, or put out a statement. He wasn't tweeting at that point. Put out a statement basically calling Robin what he is, Robin effing Voss. And that was leading into the Republican convention here in Wisconsin. And then, I'm going to get somebody that's going to lead this investigation. He's going to be great. You're going to love him. And then in walks Gableman. And then suddenly Gableman's in charge of everything, but he's not really doing anything because he doesn't have any investigators. So then he's like, oh, no, I'm in political hot water. The merry band of regulars keeps calling, and I'm worried, and he should be. So then he does what? He goes to his buddy Reince. Hey, Reince, you used to work with, can you get me a photograph with him, basically? Can we get a little cameo? And I'm going to go, and I'm going to probably tell him all kinds of things he wants to hear, and then it's going to be business as usual. But to try to make it look good, I'm going to put a bunch of money in it. But it has no teeth. Why? Because he doesn't want it to have teeth. He just wants to put on the show. Enough of the show. Let's get to the real deal.
This is the Regular Joe Radio Show. WT.